Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. 2:30 Tupac, of course, every day, 5:30 Creed. Jordan Mailata show at 6, Players Lounge here at 7.
Wanna wish going deep into the crates right there, Spike.
They're going
deep into the crates.
Is that West Coast or is that East Coast?
That's West Coast.
All right, okay. I thought it was.
Do you know what deep into the crates means?
I assume it's something like deep into the bag.
Yeah, close. What do you think?
Is it like a 90s reference? Like a milk crate?
No. Well, close. You can use a milk crate for it, actually.
Okay. Yes.
But what are you going deep into the crate to get?
The record.
So they
used to keep the records in the crates.
That's so cute of you guys.
Yeah.
See, growing up in a real generation, we used to have downloaded from LimeWire.
Yeah, a bunch of losers. That's why you guys don't appreciate music, because you get it all for free.
Yeah, no, we don't appreciate anything.
Congratulations to my high school buddy Smoke. Got married to Naya yesterday.
There you go.
My friend Dwayne, who I hadn't
Welcome
seen.
Welcome to the club, Smoke.
Well,
it's his third one, right?
No, it's two.
Okay.
It's two.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
I mean, I can't believe you're doing that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why you can't tell him.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And I found out my friend Dwayne from high school listens every day, so what's up? A funny moment at the party. So we're at the table that we're at, and it's me, four high school buddies, and wives and girlfriends. And then two other guys I didn't recognize.
Okay.
And one of the guys looks over at the table, and he was like, this is going to be the party table. And he points at me, and he goes, that's the guy that's going to put it over the top.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at Val, and I go, he doesn't know me at all.
I'm bringing this party down.
I am not the party guy.
Nope.
You're going to have to look elsewhere, my friend.
Did you dance?
A little bit.
Whoa!
A little bit.
Getting a little freaky.
I asked Val if she wanted to dance more. She said no.
Whoa!
Maybe she saw me dancing and she said no.
She cut it off?
Yeah.
Listen, your 50s are going to be great for dancing.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get back in the game, I think. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Has the Eagles' running game arrived, or is it just 1 week? That is the Twitter question.
It's a good question.
Yeah. Now,
I certainly need to see it more than just 1 week to say that it's arrived.
They did have a successful first drive in the previous game.
Yeah.
You know, but then Minnesota changed their defense a little bit. They weren't able to adjust. But then Jalen was able to have a really good game after that. But this is definitely, I mean, if you look at the eight games this season, this is the game.
By far that this is their best rushing performance, and it's probably the best.
It's the best offensive.
Yeah, I was going to say the offensive line has looked. So can they keep this going? You got a tough task coming up over the next three or four games. You're talking about Lions, Green Bay, Cowboys, and Chicago. So, you know, I think the more we see it, the better we feel about the running game sort of being back. Like, it took more than just one game for the passing game to be back.
Right. We can't just say the running game's back.
Yes, it took more than one
game. And the poll reflects that. Just 1 week, 52%. They've arrived 48%. So before we get back to the phones, there were more updates this weekend on the A.J. Brown trade or no trade situation. So there were two things I thought of note. First of all, Diana Rossini talked to Jeffrey Lurie at the fall owners meetings and asked him directly about it. I believe she asked him, if A.J. Brown came to you and requested a trade, what would you do? And Jeffrey Lurie essentially said, we're going to do what's best for the team. So he didn't say under no circumstances are we not trading A.J. Brown. He just said, we're going to do what's best for the team. That is the ultimate goal of the Philadelphia Eagles, do what's best for the team. Then Adam Schefter has a report. And I think you got to look a little deeper into the report. So the headline is, Eagles not expected to trade A.J. Brown before the deadline. I think the line in here that is probably the most meaningful is the Eagles would be willing to listen to any trade offer, but sources believe Philadelphia would not be willing to part with Brown for anything less than a blockbuster offer, which is not expected to be forthcoming.
Right.
So I would trade A.J. Brown. I know you have to get into the what are they getting for him. But I think we're sort of at the point, and I know how great he is. I get it. I would rather he be here than not be here. I would rather we don't have the conversation, to be honest with you. But, like, at a certain point in Buffalo, the Stephon Diggs-Josh Allen thing was about Josh Allen. It was about we are going to make life easier on you, even though we're going to let go of a talented player. And I just think of this is not go – the problem with not trading him – I understand he's talented. I understand he helps the team on the field in a talent way. But this is not going away. If getting him the ball doesn't make it go away, I just think we're going to be dealing with this every single week. And I think about Jalen. And I just, if you're the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, I think it is, I know you're taking away a weapon, but for Jalen Hurts to have to deal with this every single week, to have to go on the field every single week, and while he's making his reads and thinking about who he's going to throw it to, there's just no doubt that it has to be in your mind somewhere. And I just think at a certain point, the talent of A.J. Brown and the other nonsense, there's a balance you have to weigh. And it doesn't seem like – it seems like he is reluctant to let the nonsense go away. He had four catches for 120 yards and two touchdowns last week, and we still got the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you have to worry about what you're going to get back. And I know, and this, in a certain way, was a message, I think, to teams that we'll do it, but you're going to have to knock us over with an offer.
Right.
And if we want to win the Super Bowl this year, it sounds crazy to say that I think you might be giving yourself a better chance trading him than not trading him. Just because of the position you're going to put your quarterback in, which is, I think, a more free, a position for him to thrive, even without A.J. But I think they should seriously think about it.
So there's two angles here you got to look at with this.
Yep.
From this report and everything else. Diana Rossini's questioning that she presented to Jeffrey Lurie.
Yep.
So I'll look at it from the Eagles standpoint first and foremost. Of course I'm not trading A.J. Brown. Like, if I'm trying to win the Super Bowl this year, I have no interest in trading one of our best players. Mm-hmm. Our job is to acquire talent, not get rid of talent. That's not what we do as a football team. We're all about trying to put the best football team we can on the field. There's no way in 2025 you're a better team without A.J. Brown, if you're the Eagles. And that's yesterday withstanding.
Yeah.
I was excited about seeing yesterday, and that's awesome. But that ain't winning the Super Bowl.
It's not. It was still the Giants.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at 2025, A.J. Brown is here from an Eagle standpoint. You just got to figure out how do you work through whatever, I don't know, discord or uncomfortable feeling that AJ may have right now. I don't know. Like it's the whole AJ Brown angle of this they know better than we do because we're on the outside. They get to speak directly with him. They get to look into his eyes and decide whether or not he's being honest about he's happy being an Eagle. He wants to be here. He wants to be a part of what they're doing. And they can believe that. And they, and I guess what is his motive here?
Right? In doing what he's doing.
And doing what he's doing. How he's going about his business. Everybody else seems to be pulling in one direction. And AJ seems to have his own sort of thing going on. And this is where, as an organization, you have to look at this and say, this isn't something that's affecting the entire team at this point. We can't allow that to happen. So it really boils down to the other angle of this thing as to what does AJ want?
Right, because I was going to ask you that.
That's the other part of this. One thing is the Eagles angle, and then it becomes what does AJ ultimately want?
Because I was going to ask you, if you found out, let's just say yourself, you didn't tell anybody, but you found out personally that AJ Brown had asked for a trade.
Yeah.
What would your view on it be at that point? Because I sort of feel like without asking for it, he's asking for it.
Yeah.
You know, so if
maybe he does he know he's asking for it? Or is he trying to vent? Like is he venting? What is he venting about? Does he really want to leave? Or is he frustrated with something else? Like, maybe he's confused. I don't know. I truly don't know. I wish I felt more like, instead of just a casual, this is my home, I'm an Eagle, that your actions spoke more to, I'm in unison with what everybody else is doing. We're on the same page. There's no undermining. There's no subtweeting. There's none of that stuff going on. We're all about encouraging one another.
Here's the interesting
thing,
right?
That's why I wish I felt more coming from AJ.
Right. For a guy who has no problem posting on Twitter and no problem posting on Instagram, and there's all these trade rumors, it would be very easy for AJ to get on one of those platforms and go, I don't want to get traded. I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Yeah.
But he didn't, you know. So maybe it's just coming off of yesterday, and I'm looking and I'm going, man, they all look like it was working fine.
Well, yeah, but you know what often happens also in that, because I think a lot of people felt that way.
Yeah,
a lot of people felt that way.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Including probably AJ.
Right.
Now you get a dose of reality.
There's life after AJ.
This thing gonna keep rolling without me.
Right.
This thing gonna keep rolling without me. You're gonna go ahead, like if you're sitting there, you're watching your team, and you're saying to yourself, "Well, I'm irreplaceable. Team needs me. I need to be more part of the offense. Yada, yada, all this other stuff." And then you see your team go out there and do what they did. Yeah, part of that is. You looking in the mirror as well and saying, "Hey, look pretty good out there."
Yeah. Do I want to be part of this or not?
Yeah. Exactly. Like, what's the deal? Like that's a decision on him. Again, if AJ wants to be an Eagle, he's going to be an Eagle. If AJ wants to push to not be an Eagle and push that he's not happy here and he's not on board with everyone in the building, not with some, with everyone, and that includes QB1.
Yeah, because
it starts and finishes with him.
Yeah.
I don't care how you slice it.
Yeah.
It starts and finishes with QB1. He's the face of the franchise.
He's the quarterback.
Nothing moves without him. As simple as that.
I cannot remember in the history of the world a team ever choosing a wide receiver over a quarterback.
And nor should they.
No. Because
especially if you're a winning quarterback, if you win football games.
Right.
If you're losing, yeah, they'll get rid of you because you're not doing anything to help win. But if your team is winning at the success rate this team wins football games and plays in the postseason, why would anybody get rid of their quarterback?
And if that's what he thinks is going to happen.
Why would anybody get rid of their quarterback?
If that's what he thinks is going to happen, that ain't going to happen.
And
nor should it.
And nor should it happen.
Yeah.
Nor should it happen. So either you got to be on board with everything that's going on, and we'll try to make it better. We'll keep working to make it better, to make the passing game better, trying to get you involved, all those things. We'll continue to do that, but you got to see the bigger picture of, guess what? You think Michael Irvin didn't want the ball more?
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah.
Of course he did. Michael Irvin's a 3-time Super Bowl champion. It's a lot of receivers that put up greater numbers than Michael Irvin that don't know what that feels like to be a 3-time Super Bowl champion.
And his name is up there with all the greats.
With all the great ones.
Yeah. He's not Jerry Rice, but he's right there with every other guy, you know.
And he's won on multiple levels.
And even when
nothing wrong with being Michael Irvin.
Well, think about the difference between Michael Irvin and Megatron. We all know Megatron was better, right?
I mean, he had
better numbers.
Yes.
But Michael Irvin.
T.O. was better. Randy Moss was better.
Yeah.
None of them have a championship.
Right, right.
And Michael Irvin does. Now, A.J. has a championship.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is if the legacy thing is what you're really concerned about, well, you can have a legacy as a champion, not as an individual great player. You can have the legacy as a champion. Jalen Hurts is going to have a legacy as a champion. Dan Marino has a legacy of individual great play. You think Dan Marino wouldn't want to know what it feels like to be that guy to hoist up that trophy?
And give up a few thousand yards and
yes.
a couple of touchdowns. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and
AJ's got a decision to make.
Yeah. And it seems.
Be a part of this thing.
Nobody wants to hear it. Everybody wants to make it. It definitely seems personal between him and the quarterback.
I think it's personal with him.
With him to the quarterback.
I honestly think Jalen has done a great job of not
diffusing
being affected by this nonsense. He's weathered whatever little storm was there, and he's in a comfort zone right now.
When I say
Jalen's in a comfort zone
when
right
I say
now.
Between him and the quarterback, I mean that is what his problem is.
Yep.
It's not getting the ball anymore. It's not Kevin Petullo. It's not Nick Sirianni. He's had multiple opportunities to make everybody think otherwise. But
be interesting to see what he's like. I don't think he'll be traded. So they come back off of the bye week facing Green Bay. You got a big stretch coming up.
Yeah.
You ready to go make a run for the Super Bowl, big dog?
Right.
That's what we're trying to go do.
Yeah.
Second half of the season, put away all the nonsense. We got to get this win. We got Detroit after that. We're trying to go make a run for the Super Bowl. Are you worried about that, or are you worried about how many touches you get?
215-592-9494. Ben in Norristown. You're on WIP. What's up, Ben?
What's going on, everybody? Happy Victory Monday.
Happy Victory Monday.
What's up, Ben?
Go ahead. Do the Ike Victory thing.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Don't put him on the spot.
Don't do it.
Miss my vocal cords up. Now I'm playing. Listen, that game yesterday was absolutely remarkable. And I know we've had a few wins, right? We're 6-2, a few wins. That's a little understatement, I think. This was the first game that I think was just good. It was a good game. It wasn't nail biting at the end, hoping that we, you know, can miss another block a second field goal. There was none of that. The whole game, I said, we're going to win this. And look what happened. We put up almost 40 points. Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, it was an end-to-end win. They
much needed
ran right through the end. It was
we
the
needed that type of win.
It was the only. It was the first, no doubt about it, win of the year, and especially given what the Giants did to him a couple weeks ago. We can say it's just the Giants from now till when the Cows come home, but it was just the Giants 2 weeks ago, and the Giants kicked their ass 2 weeks ago, you know. And I'm glad. I hope they took it personally, and it seems like they did.
I think you're absolutely right. I hope they take it personally, too. And you know what? We've been a good team since week one, but I don't think we were a good team yesterday. I think we were a great team, and that's what I think we all want to see more of.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Appreciate the call, Ben.
For sure.
215-592-9494.
Green Bay looked good last night.
They did.
I don't know who they play next week, but believe me, they know the defending champions is coming in 2 weeks on Monday night. Yep. They know that.
Eric in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Hey, all right. Thanks, man. Wonderful show today. Listen, you know, it's really kind of a shame that a 6-2 record at this time of the season is really good. And yet the problems that we're having with the team, it can get discouraging. So I thought about this. If I'm going to ask Ike something, but I'm going to lend my little piece of wisdom. If I had to give AJ some wisdom for what he's facing right now, I would simply say to him, to give a man, the way to distract a man with a goal is to give him another one. Jalen Hurts' goal, we can see he wants another Super Bowl. You got to be blind if you don't see it. So the way to distract a man with the goal is give him another. Now, what is his goal going to be now? To settle this with AJ. That's going to be a goal. That's going to be an achievement. Don't think Jalen.
That's not a goal for Jalen. That's not a goal for Jalen.
I'm sorry?
Yeah,
that's not a goal for Jalen.
I think that should be a goal for AJ.
Jalen doesn't have time to be trying to settle anything. Like, he has a football team to worry about being the leader on that side of the football. He doesn't have any personal gripes going on. This dude is trying to focus on winning football games and playing good football. It seems more like there's an issue on AJ's side than there is on Jalen's side.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But that when I say that Jalen, he has a goal, we can see it. All right? And it's just a shame that he's been distracted in this. I would say to AJ, if I could talk to him, AJ, you'll only be remembered in life for two things. The problems you solve are the ones you create. What's your choice? Thank you for my call.
I appreciate you, Eric. I'm not exactly sure what Eric's, I didn't know.
You can be remembered in life for other things.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. So the trade deadline is Wednesday of next week?
No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. I was just asking you.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
It could be interesting. I don't think
it'll be interesting involving AJ.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Do you see, I sort of think if they're going to get more, you probably have a better chance of getting more during the season than after the season.
I don't know. You're asking the Eagles to give up their best chance to win the Super Bowl. What type of deal would you have to offer for them to say, I'd be a lesser team and basically give up a better chance of winning the Super Bowl? You're not in a better position.
Unless, and this is the thing that we don't know that you just said, unless it's more untenable than we know. Unless they're saying to themselves, even with him on the team.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way. Like, it doesn't feel like he's outwardly trying to. He's doing more cryptic stuff that makes it seem like so it's trying to be subtle and subconsciously. You know what I mean? Like, if he was trying to do something overtly, the way he was trying to force something, I think you would see something different. If you asked him straight right now in front of a microphone, he would say, I want to be an Eagle.
Right,
he's not
going to
tell you, I played my last game as an Eagle.
Yes, he doesn't go full T.O.
No, because that's not. I don't think that's what he really wants.
Yeah, and I also don't think that's who he
really
is.
Yeah.
I don't think that's who he is.
I think that's what he wants people to know that he's frustrated.
Yeah.
Problem is, while the team is winning, we can empathize with that frustration, but it isn't greater than the main goal, which is the team winning. So it's not going to supersede. Now, if the team was 2-6, he would get a lot more sympathy out here. People would be outraged, get AJ the ball, quarterback stinks. That team is 6-2.
He
scored 38 points.
And he got the ball.
That goes to the whole idea. Nobody knows what he's upset about.
Like,
we're just trying to surmise that it's football related because that's all we care about is that it's football related. From a football standpoint, this would not benefit the Eagles. to trade him during the season.
215-592-9494. Talk about the Eagles' big win and the A.J. Brown situation with the trade deadline 8 days away. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, coming up around 3:15, but probably closer to 3:30. You'll hear Nick Sirianni with his day after press conference. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.